Welcome to the second meditation. For this meditation, we're going to go a little bit longer. The aim is to get about 20 minutes of daily meditation per day, but 5 to 10, whatever we can squeeze in is absolutely fine. The key is that we get in some wax on, wax off time, where we practice the observation of thought and then bringing it back to the present, the mental push-up. Remember, we live most of our days in this zombie mode, where although we're physically there, our mind space is somewhere else. And we're trying to increase the amount of time that we're present and reduce the amount of time that we're lost in thought. Thinking is directly related to the chemical release in the body. So the more we spend thinking negatively or having anxiety, the more we're microdosing ourselves and pumping cortisol and adrenaline throughout the body. And again, this is very good when you need it in a fight or flight situation. When you're trying to get to sleep or watching Netflix with the family or spending time with your kids and loved ones, we don't want to be feeling negative and we don't want to be like our mental space is being hijacked. So again, in a comfortable place with the back straight, we're going to begin by taking in 5 deep breaths. And this is the mental push-up. We've experienced what it's like to observe thoughts. And we can notice about 51, 52 thoughts in that 5-minute period. So this is the second part of the push-up. So once we notice that there's a thought arising, we remediate by bringing our attention as soon as possible, nipping that thought pattern in the bud, and we bring the attention back to the breath. Back to where can we feel the sensation the strongest. Okay, so bring your breathing back to its normal rhythm. And as always, we're going to identify our anchor. Where do we notice the sensation the strongest in the body? Where do we notice it most in that flow from the inhale through to the exhale? And as we gathered from week 1, thoughts are repetitive. Thoughts are constant. And a lot of them are negative or cause anxiety. But this is an evolutionary gift. The ability to always be on the lookout for danger is what allowed our ancestors to survive. And we should treat it with kindness. And also, as we spoke about, don't be surprised when negative thoughts arise. We know from our exercise that they will arise. So let's not be surprised when they do. And let's treat it with compassion and kindness. Feel the breath as it makes its way through the nostrils, down by the throat, to the top of the chest where you mentioned the stronger sensation. And as it makes its way down into the stomach, to the base of the lungs. And today we can pay a little bit more attention into the space right in between the inhale and the exhale. Notice what it's like to spend some time there. And through the breathing out, notice the change in temperature of the air, the cold air that came in through the nose versus the warm air, nurtured by the heat of the body as it leaves your nostrils. Okay, and I'm sure by now the mind has wandered and drifted many times, reminding ourselves it is the nature of the mind to wander. But in that moment that it does, how quickly can we notice it and bring our attention back to our anchor, to the breathing? The wax on is noticing the thought. The wax off is bringing our attention back to our breathing. We're not chilling out, we're not relaxing. This could be quite stressful. This could be quite tiresome. It's like going to the gym. If you want to get the best workout, it's not going to be nice and easy. We're going to be pushing ourselves and challenging ourselves. Even as my voice interrupts, your one request, just bring the attention back to your breathing. Back to the feelings and sensations. Let's take ourselves out of thinking. And as the mind wanders, with kindness, back to the exercise, back to the job in hand. Anchoring yourself into the present moment. Thought arises, we bring attention back. Another thought arises, we bring our attention back. Wax on, wax off. From our dictations together, we've mastered the wax on. We can see the punches coming now. We see the thoughts. And what we really need to refine is the wax off. Ah, the thoughts there. Let me bring my attention, my awareness, snapping out of the zombie mode into presence through the sensations of the breath. The pie chart of how much time we spend lost in thought, we're starting to crack into that and increase the segment of presence. And every time we bring our attention back, that is a little bit more presence in that diagram. It's a little less time in the zombie mode. And this will snowball into a life trait, a tool that we can use for the rest of our lives. When lost in thought, we have in that moment the choice, that fork in the road, to bring our attention back to the present moment. Back to reality, if we should choose to do so. The point being here is that we're creating choice for ourselves rather than the automated zombie mode and just going as a blind passenger with any random negative thought that arises to giving ourselves space and choice. Back to your breathing. Right here, right now, there is nothing else but this exercise. There are no other problems. There's no to-do list. There's no worry. There is just the present moment. Breathing in, breathing out. Sense of equanimity in the body. Breathing in, and breathing out. But ever vigilant and on the lookout for thoughts as they arise. And with compassion, we'll invite our space back into the present moment. But thoughts want to dominate our headspace. they tap that chest timer and say, no, let's be lost in thought. So we proactively press our button, say no, with kindness, we bring it back to presence. And we rinse and repeat throughout the duration of this meditation. Breathing in. Breathing out. And for these last 5 minutes, we're going to double our concentration, double the attention, double our efforts. And it all begins with observation of the breath. Where do you feel it most profoundly? Really analyze and follow the sensations. Breathing in and breathing out. And remember, when we're having our green thoughts, this exercise is a lot easier than when it's filled with amber thoughts or red thoughts. The amber and the red thoughts, they come with extra chemical punch, with more power, and much easier to take us away from presence. So the more legwork we get in and the more practice and repetition with the greens allows us to prepare ourselves for the oranges and to deal with the reds and eventually the blacks. We're sharpening our tool, our defense. So that in the moments when we really need it, of extreme stress, of extreme anxiety and despair, whatever emotion that we don't enjoy, we will have a strong tool to apply in that moment. Remember, there is neither good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Our interpretation, our emotion and thoughts. Let's become the master. Breathing in, breathing out. Wax on, wax off. You notice the thought, bring the attention back. And we're going to end with a couple of minutes of silent practice. Breathing in and breathing out. And if we find ourselves lost in thinking, no judgment. It happens to us all. In that moment, we just bring it back to the breath. Okay, and let's end by taking 5 deep breaths. Really filling the lungs to its extremities. And then a nice long release. something to think about. As you're noticing thoughts of anxiety or thoughts during the day, try and apply the practice. For example, if you're in the shower and you feel that, you know, you're thinking about work, or you're with your family and you notice yourself being pulled away into thinking, start applying it throughout the day. Because the formal practice is our katas, it's our drills, it's our shadow boxing. And life itself is the meditation. And we're going to dig into that a bit more when we begin week 3. And in your own time, open your eyes and be on the lookout throughout the day. Be on the lookout for those thoughts and start noticing your ability to take more control and be more present throughout the day.